George almost didn't make it, and if he hadn't, history would have turned out differently. In 1944, U.S. aircraft conducted a bombing raid on tiny Chichijima Island, 700 miles south of Tokyo. Several U.S. planes were shot down, and of the 9 airmen who escaped, 8 were captured and then executed. Some of them were cannibalized in view of the survivors. But George escaped after flying his plane as far away from Chichijima as he could before bailing out at the last possible moment. He saw his plane crash into the sea. As Japanese patrol boats headed to apprehend George, he started mentally preparing himself for capture. But U.S. planes arrived on the scene just in time to intervene, and George was taken on board a U.S. vessel and was saved. If one of any number of things had not happened as they did, George wouldn't have made it. And George H.W. Bush would not have gone on to become the 41st president of the United States. He made the best of the second chance he got. So what are you doing with yours? Jeremiah wrote that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. God extended new mercies to you this morning. This day is a gift to you. Every new 24-hour period is filled with possibilities. It's like God says to you each new day, let's go again. Today you can do great things. Today there's something special for you. Today there's a chance for you to make a difference in someone's life. Today God says there's an opportunity for you to let me do something special in your life. So honor God today. How do you do that? By making the most of the opportunities that God has given you. Opportunity will knock today. Grab it with both hands. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.